Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Arky C. and Cuddy is in the building. Arky is an old friend of ours. He's the author of, along with Thomas Stedding, of one of my favorite books. You know about this. I know you get tired of hearing me talk about this book, but it's one of my favorites, Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. And I encourage you, small business owners, if you want to make sure that your business grows in a healthy and wholesome way, in a way that will make sure that you and your people come out on the other end without creating a casualty list. This is one of the best ways to do it, is to do what Arky says in the book Built on Trust. He is our good friend and a longtime member of the Brain Trust. Arky C. and Cuddy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And Arky, I'm really excited about what you want to talk about today, and it's part of a new work that you're working on, a new book that you're working on, and that you and Dr. Stedding are working on, and it's about something that I think when I say the word, people are going to say, well, why do we need to talk about that? Aren't we already doing that? And it's the word execution. Now, yeah. If you say to me, you're going to say to us in a minute, I think you're going to say that this, you're going to tell us all the reasons why that execution is so important. And I think what people are going to say is, well, duh, isn't that what I do all day long? But you got a little bit of a different approach to it, don't you?
Well, that's right. This new book dovetails with Built on Trust in that it concentrates on the engine of your business. We make an analogy. If you're trying to drive across the desert, you're the driver, you're the manager, you're the driver of your team, and your team is the engine. So this book is about getting things done through other people. Now, we make a point in the book that the old-fashioned way of managing things is kind of a hierarchical system, you know, where you have the boss and you have all these people under him or her who report to the boss. And the boss is responsible for the direction and the success and so forth and so on of the company. And that system works up to a point, but it places an almost impossible burden on the manager, in that the manager is required to do more than he or she possibly can. It doesn't give enough strength and power and vision to the team people, the actual engine of the car.
So, Arky, let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
You just described probably 80% of small businesses.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
That's the definition. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'll stop for a moment and you know, take that level stare off of me because you think I said something mean to you, if you'll stop and be honest with yourself, and I'm going to be honest with you right now and say that my own organization has been like that, and sometimes in any given day may be like that even now in certain circumstances. This is a challenge. This is a battle I think we all face every day.
Yes. So that it means that you have two roles as a manager. You have your usual role of, you know, getting the financing, creating the marketing plan, getting the products done, interfacing with your market, managing the people and the business, the everyday business. You do have all of that, but you also have a second role, and this second role is going to relieve this impossible burden. We call this second role your role as a meta-manager, a second manager. Now, this role is not so much about the everyday business that you're trying to get done, but it is about your people's habits as they impact that business. So becoming a good meta manager means that you're going to be able to cause something, and your readers of Built on Trust will be familiar with this part. You're going to teach a method to you, the people in your organization, so that everybody in your business is going to be able to close every interaction that they have with each other with a credible promise that includes time and a delivery promise that covers the need of the customer and the business.
Stand by, Arky. Let me stop you on that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get back into this right after these messages, folks. Just when you thought that maybe you'd accomplished becoming a manager, Arky wants you to become another kind of manager, too, a meta-manager. Well, good thing about Arky is he can help us do all of that. And he's going to do that right after these messages. 2012, stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired stop.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for being part of my day. And let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Beverly Williams is our home-based business expert. She's going to be with us. We're going to continue to talk about the myths of home-based businesses. After that, Bill Dunkelberg, who's chief economist with the National Federation of Independent Business, will be joining us to go over the most recent survey that he's conducted with small business owners. And then Ken Dalecki is going to sit in for Joan Pride as we cover the most recent Kiplinger letter, and that's coming up in the show straight ahead. We're still visiting with our good friend Arky C. Cuddy. He's the co-author, along with Dr. Thomas Stedding, of Built on Trust. And Arky, you were just telling us about in the new book, folks, that Arky and Tom are working on, called Unleashed, at least that's the title so far, is all about execution and how to become the kind of manager that executes. And I want you to talk to us about this meta manager again, Arky. But before we do that, let's stay with this word execute for a minute, if you don't mind.
All right. Yes.
Because you really make a big deal out of executing, and you make it sound like in the book, in the parts of your book that I have, you make it sound like execution is this thing that nobody knows about. But the truth is, and I hear you, but the thing is, I think we think we're executing.
Yes, I know.
I think I really do believe when you say the problem with an unsuccessful company is probably that they're not executing.
Yes.
And I like that word. I think that's an important word. I like to use it in my writing because it's a powerful word. But the thing is that most of us would say, well, you're crazy. I am executing. But I think maybe our definition of executing and the one you're talking about, which is the pure one, is different.
Yes. We're saying that most businesses that fail, especially small businesses, don't fail because they have a poor strategy. Now, we are saying strategy is important. We're not in any way diminishing the importance of strategy. But what we're saying is your strategy is probably pretty good. You've thought it out. You know something about your marketplace. You know, you're flexible, et cetera, et cetera. But by execution, we mean that there is a tremendous potential locked up right now in your people, and that if you can develop some very simple techniques of becoming this meta manager, you can cause an explosion, which is why we title it Unleashed. You can cause an explosion of initiative and enthusiasm and thinking and getting things done. Particularly across functions, you know, between your salesperson and your product development person, et cetera, you can cause an explosion in getting things done almost immediately. Within days and weeks, you will begin to see the results.
So you're saying there's an Olympic realm of execution that most managers, elevator, just doesn't can't even take them to until they understand certain things, like what you're talking about in your book.
That's right. And I think, you know, I think it's instinctively obvious to most of us that most of our people really want to contribute. I mean, there really is.
Mm-hmm.
I think if your listeners polled themselves and said, well, you know, do I think my people are on average positively or negatively influenced and motivated, it would be overwhelmingly positive. Yes, people get frustrated.
Because
yes,
everybody, every human being, whether they're you know, got a great personality or not, whether they're, you know, regardless of who they are, everybody wants to be successful.
That's right. And everybody wants to have a purpose. And your business is the perfect place for people to live out this purpose, because you can provide closure, meaning you can provide for them a vision, some goals, the wherewithal to get there, resources and so forth, and then acknowledge mm-hmm. that progress.
You literally create the venue, you create the environment inside of which they can accomplish their goals, their success, and all the things you've been talking about.
That's right. So we're talking, when we talk about execution, we're talking about explosive execution. Mm-hmm. We are talking about something that's dramatically different than the everyday humdrum, and something that can be lasting, and something that can tap in to a huge energy source that's already there in your people.
All right, now I'm going to let you talk about the meta manager.
All right.
You told us a minute ago that the meta manager is another level of management than regular management.
That's right. Meta manager means that you're going to concern yourself not just with the everyday business, but you're going to concern yourself with your people's habits, how they execute. We talk in Built on Trust and in Unleashed as well about two things. We say our method consists of two goals and one process. Goal one, have your people close every interaction. Goal two, never have a pretended or a false commitment. Never have people say yes when they really mean maybe or even no, or gosh, I haven't thought about it, but I'm going to get off the spot by saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those two goals, and we're talking about every interaction.
Say those goals again. The first one is...
One, every interaction ends with a delivery promise that includes time. So people know who's going to do what next.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not sure what to do next, then we know the next step in talking about what's mm-hmm. going to happen.
Right.
Second one is... always have true commitment, never a false commitment. Those are the two goals.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to get Arky to flesh those out for us a little bit when we come back after these messages. I think he's on to something here, folks. Tintel, stay with us.
Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire and your desire.
We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend Dr. Arky C. Cuddy, the co-author of a book called Built on Trust, which, as you know, is one of my three favorite books in the whole world. It's an outstanding. It's not just an outstanding management book, folks. It is an important, essential management book, and I really encourage you to check it out. And to think about some of the things that Arky and Tom say in their book, and I really believe that it will not only make your business more successful, but I do believe it'll help you with something that Arky that I'm trying really hard and have been working hard for the last few years, and that's not only to find success but to find happiness.
Yes.
You know, several years ago, I said, you know what, I'm going to start focusing on things that make me happy.
Yes.
And but as a business person, you know, I got to be able to find happiness in my business.
Well, yes, that's where we spend so much of our time. And again, if you can rid yourself, if you could keep the accountability for your business, but rid yourself of this impossible burden of having to do everything yourself, and put some of that onto the willing shoulders of the people who are working for you in a proper way, you will find you will be having a lot more fun and a lot more satisfaction in your business, and your people will also, because they'll be using far more of their potential. So So again, we have these
Before we go there any further, I want to stop for a second and let you give us your website, because I want my audience to be able to tap into to some of the things you have on your website.
Yes, it's learningcenter.net. And some excerpts from the book, you know, as we do, as we go through the drafts, are at learningcenter.net under Team Tips.
Right. And don't forget, folks, the book Built on Trust is available, and it's wherever books are sold. Okay, learningcenter.net. And now go ahead with what you were telling us.
Well, these two goals, again, which can be summarized, your people are going to close, and you are going to close, every interaction with a deliverable that includes time.
So what you're saying is, let's do a specific thing here. So you and I, you come to my office, I come to your office. I'm your employee. I come to your office, and you say, you know, we talk about an issue, and we decide what needs to be done, and both of us take a little bit of homework with us from this little meeting, and we both agree to deliver to the other a specific deliverable by 4 o'clock this afternoon or next Tuesday or whatever, but it's something that we can write down.
That's right. And we don't just say yes. We think through it. And so that we're not saying yes and meaning maybe, and then we're going to deliver on that. If something comes up and we can't deliver and those things happen, we're going to inform each other immediately and make an adjusted plan. So I've got people dependent on what you're giving me, and you've got people dependent on what. Now, this is particularly effective cross-functionally. So those two goals, credible promise. Now, the process that the meta manager uses is something we call closure communication, which is a specialized form of communication that you, as this new meta manager, can start immediately. Here's what you would do. You would call a meeting with your key people immediately. And you would introduce this subject about closing every night. Everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, of course we do that. But the truth is, sometimes they do it and sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, I think, would start the meeting by introducing these topics and saying, well, now how often do I, as your leader, do that? Do I ever say yes, but it seems like I really meant maybe or even no?
Right.
Or how often do I promise something and don't give a time, and you're wondering a day later if it's going to happen, or a week or a month or 6 months later if it's really going to happen? How good are we at this? And how? And you might even start off with some examples of yourself. Of, well, I can see where I blew it over here, and so forth. And this discussion will be very lively. You will hear some frustrations, which are already there.
Right.
That's fine.
But that's where the fertile soil is, isn't it?
Exactly. Where people are frustrated is where they're trying to contribute and feel blocked.
Right.
They're trying to get help or give help, especially across the function, you know, to the other guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel frustrated. Listen, if they didn't care about your business, they would never get frustrated.
That's right. When you hear frustration, folks, when you hear that kind of thing, that's an opportunity for you to create some of this execution, some of this super execution that Arky's talking about. Arky, we got a lot more to talk about. We're going to get you back again real soon, as we always do, and talk some more about this so you can help us find some of this super Olympic execution that you've been talking about. Thank you for being here, Arky.
Well, it's my pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Good day. Good job today. Arky C. and Cuddy, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Built on Trust. It's available right now wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.